When you know that you are not qualified for it, give it to someone who is qualified. And when you are qualified and get to the post, you find ignorant people will try and pull the chair away from you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness. And may He make it a means of our entry into Jannah. So this is also a sign of Qiyamah, to say people will lead countries and you ask them a question, they won't even know. Allahu Akbar. You see, today, if you take a look at the globe, the democracy of the world steers an ignorant person into the position of power because he is popular. Yet he doesn't know where Iraq is. Wallahi, I'm telling you. He doesn't know where Iraq is. And he leads the most powerful nation on the globe according to the masses. Allahu Akbar. It has happened. And look at the destruction that such a person causes, because they have no understanding. In order to remain in power, they need to try and remain as popular as possible. So they do whatever needs to be done, whether it is right or wrong. They cannot make decisions of their own. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إن الله لا يقبض العلم انتزاعا ينتزعه من الناس ولكن يقبضه بموت العلماء حتى إذا لم يبق عالما اتخذ الناس رؤساء جهالا فسئلوا فأفتوا بغير علم فضلوا وأضلوا. الله أكبر. What a powerful hadith, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم speaks about how knowledge will be snatched away and ignorance will be spread. He says Allah will snatch knowledge away as a sign of the hour. Knowledge will go. The knowledgeable will be considered ignorant. Did you hear that? Someone has knowledge, he'll be considered ignorant. And the ignorant will be considered knowledgeable. Then the knowledgeable will begin to be taken away through means of death by Allah. So this is why we are taught, مَوْتُ الْعَالِمِ ثَلْمَةٌ لَا تُسَدُّ. The death of an active alim who is working very hard is a gap that will never be filled in the same way. You have one solid alim doing work. When he passes away, you will need 10 others who will take up the post of one man. When one of those 10 passes away, you need another 10 to do the work of one. And when one of those pass away, you need another 10 to do the work of the one who was doing the work of a tenth of what the previous one was doing, and so on. You understand the barakah? And you can see it in your own midst, where you have powerful ulama. When they pass away, you have a large group of people doing their work, but you don't have a single person who can actually do the same work, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills that to happen. There will be pockets of that. And one of the examples is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has hundreds of thousands of sunnah. He used to deal with every department on his own. What happened thereafter? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum all had to deal with different departments and so on. And now as time passes, we are unable to fulfill more than 10 or 15 sunnah in our lives. Yet there are 100,000 and more sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's because we are not messengers. We are not prophets. And we have come 1400 years down the line. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah. Then the hadith says, time will crumple. You know what time crumpling means? A long time ago when I was young, the day used to start very early. And by midday already we would have achieved everything and our day was almost over in terms of achievement. Today, your week passes and you have not achieved what you were able to achieve 10 years ago in a day. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because there is no more barakah in time, no more blessing in time. Time crumpling also means that a year goes past like a month. A month goes past like a week. A week goes past like a day. And a day goes past like an hour. An hour goes by like a minute, and a minute like a second. Allahu Akbar. That is called the crumpling of time. Imagine, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesized it. Wallahi, we are living it. Every Ramadan passes faster than the previous one. Do you know that? You're seeing the moon, before you know, you're seeing the moon eat. Allahu Akbar. That is a sign of the end of time. That brings me to another major issue. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prophesized that one of the signs of the hour is the huge argument and debate about the moon. The issue of the moon will become so big that it will split people. They will argue and debate. Is this today's moon? Yesterday's moon? What moon is this? Today, don't you see the moon? Not only was it physically split, but it has split us three ways. That's why I always tell people, do you really know that unity is not achieved by having Eid on one day? That's not unity, that's physical togetherness. Unity is achieved when every heart realizes that I have rights over me that need to be fulfilled for the rest, for the others. All creatures have rights over me that need to be fulfilled. When you believe that and practice it, unity will be achieved within 1 second, automatically. The problem with us, we all become our own people. That's another sign of Qiyamah. The Prophet ﷺ says, As-salamu lil-ma'rifah. We greet people only whom we know. We will only greet people we know. Nowadays, we don't greet people. We greet a vehicle because it's nice. You know, the Mercedes, you look at it. You know, why? Because, hey, that's a vehicle. The guy inside, you know, he will never throw 50 rands out of the window. Relax. Allahu Akbar. It's impossible for that to happen. Greet to sallim ala kulli man arafta wa man lam ta'rif. Can I teach you something? Take your time to greet those who are slightly less privileged. Smile at them. Ask them one or two more questions. Not panchat, as we call it. Hey, you know what? Tell me something. What happened in your personal life, man? Come on, we're hearing about... What are you talking about? Allahu Akbar. How are you, my brother? How is things? MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. And so on. These type of questions are good. The minute you start getting into personal issues, they won't want to greet you. Today, one of the difficulties is we abuse the fact that we know each other. Brother, lend me some money. Come on. Then we don't want to greet him. Because if I greet him, he's going to ask me a favor. Someone walks into the shop, we run behind. Why? I don't want this guy to ask for a discount. That's why the best thing, do not ask unnecessarily for discounts and so on. And do not burden one another with things because you pay full price. When he comes to your place, he will pay full price. At least you love one another. Wallahi, you have not lost any love. Remember, for 1 rand and 2 rands discount, we stop greeting each other. For a small problem on inheritance and the problem of a little issue in the home, we stop talking to brothers and sisters for 20 years. That is a sign of the hour. Remember, we are moving signs of the hour. If you have not spoken to family members for so many years, you are a sign of the end of times. A moving sign. Allahu Akbar. So resolve your matters and solve them. And this is why we say, do not just greet people because you know them. Greet those whom you don't know as well. Do not greet people because of their wealth. Greet them even if they are underprivileged. Take your time to greet even children. The Prophet ﷺ, a sunnah of his, was he spent a few moments more with children. They are the champions of tomorrow. Do you know the amount of confidence building that happens when you as an adult spends a moment of importance with a child? Greet him. How are you? Oh, mashallah. Excellent. You did well. Even if the child did not perform so well, you greet him, you congratulate him. It builds his confidence. Today we look at the children of others and we tend to put them down. So others look at our children and put them down. So tomorrow the leaders, they all have an inferiority complex, each one fighting the other. May Allah protect us. Signs of the hour. Then the Prophet ﷺ speaks of something else. يُشِكُ أَن تَدْخُلَ مَسْجِدَ جَمَاعَةٍ فَلَا تَرَى فِيهِ رَجُلًا خَاشِعًا. Soon a time will come when you will enter a masjid. Jama'ah. People will be reading salah with jama'ah. Not one person will be concentrating in salah. Not one. So the concentration in prayer and in salah will be taken away. Why? Because people will have too many unnecessary things in their minds. Today we are filled with movies. We are filled with computer games. We are filled with this and that. Unnecessary things. Discussions of gossip. Gossip meaning absolute nothings. You know, sister will talk for 1 hour on Telkom. And now you have Viber. And now you have No, and you have the VoIP and all other things, tango. So what happens? We tangoing. Doing what? Talking about her and that one, this one. Hey, listen, I need to read my salah. These are good people. They're talking about their salah. But look, the phone goes down, the salah is darted like a chicken, and we're back on it. Hey, where did we leave off? Yeah, yes, we were talking. Oh yeah, I remember now what you were saying. Allahu Akbar. This is a person who remembered to read their salah. In salah, they're thinking of the juicy stories and they're even doing this. And we're wondering what's going on. Wallahi, sometimes you enter a masjid. I did it too. I watched a few uncles. And you know what? You wonder what's going on. Allahu Akbar. At least nobody here is my uncle. Allahu Akbar. So my brothers and sisters, try your best to concentrate in salah by eradicating that which is unnecessary. Imagine if that which is unnecessary causes lack of concentration in salah. What do you think sin will do? Sin will remove your entire sweetness of salah. You won't even want to read the salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, grant us ease and goodness. Then there is another narration. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, يُوشِكُ أَن تَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأُمَمُ كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْأَكَلَةُ عَلَىٰ قَصَعَتِهَا. Very soon, all the nations will encircle you and they will come to attack you together, just like a pack of wolves come around a chunk of meat and they start ripping and tearing from it. So the nations will come and try and rip the Muslimin. We're witnessing it today. If you're a Muslim, by name also, you won't be allowed entry into some countries just because you have a name and an identity. That's it. What is your crime? Nothing. We probably have benefited humanity much more than the whole city put together. But they will say, no, you're not allowed. Why? Because you're a Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ, he has prophesied this as a sign of the hour. Do you know what he says? Al-qabidu ala dinihi kal-qabidi ala jamr. A person who wants to hold fast to their religion will be similar to someone who is holding a red hot coal. Today in your own home you want to wear hijab, your father tells you, you know what, you're too young. Allahu Akbar, may Allah safeguard us. Your own father is a sign of qiyamah. Why? He's making it hard for you to read salah. Dad, we're traveling on a journey, please let's stop. Here is Harry Smith, we can read our salah, there is a beautiful musalla. No man, come on man, what you think? You know what? Few kilometers later, huge motor vehicle accident. The father died, but the daughter who said that remained alive. Do you see this? What was his last statement? No man, it's okay, just leave it, never mind, we still, it's all right man, you know. No even excuse. This is what happens. So people holding on to their deen will be so difficult today to look as a Muslim. It's become tough, hard, because to wear a scarf, your own people start giving you dirty looks. You want to grow a beard, your wife wants to leave you. That is a sign of qiyamah. It's a sign of qiyamah. We need to understand and realize the pleasure of Allah comes first. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. You don't want to attend a mixed gathering, your own people tell you this guy is, you know, he's a hardliner, he's like this, he's like that. You don't want to, for example, go to a function of haram, they tell you this guy is a hardliner. Sign of qiyamah. May Allah protect us. May He grant us morality. May He grant us good character and conduct. And may He make us from those who can live the most upright we can in this very, very hostile environment. When we say hostile environment, you look left, you see haram. You look right, you see haram. You look that direction, you see haram. You look everywhere, you see haram. We need to, inshallah, try our best to hold on to the deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors. Then there is a narration. In fact, let me finish the narration I started about how the nations will come around the Muslimin. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why will that happen? أَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Is it because we will be small in number, O Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they will trample all over us and try to oppress us and they will start fighting us? He says, no, إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ كَثِيرٍ. On that day you will be large in numbers. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. But you will be like the froth of a flood. You know that right at the top you have all this white. I can explain it to you with the example of Coke. You know when you pour Coke into a glass, you find the froth goes right to the top. But when it settles, how much Coke is there? Nothing. We could use that with the little children before. Hey, I filled your glass. There's nothing inside there. When it settles, hey, there's nothing in here. So what will happen? You're big in number, but the real mu'mineen are very small in number. You see? Everyone else is like the froth. When the crux come, when the crunch comes, everyone is gone. There's only a little band of people remaining. So the Prophet ﷺ says, you will be large just like that. يُصِيبُكُمُ الْوَهْنُ. And something called wahn will overtake you. What is wahn? He says, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The love of this world and the hatred of death. Detesting death. We will not die under any circumstances. Wallahi, death is in the hands of Allah. He can take you at any time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us in a condition that He is pleased with us. It is not good. It is not good enough to think that I am healthy, let me sin, let me go here. Life is not about sinning. Aren't you fed up of sinning? Life is not about everything here and there. No. Life is not about fulfilling all your desires in a haram way. No. Life is about discipline and the pleasure of Allah. Can you build your akhirah? If you can, you are successful. Look, anything you want in this world, you need to work hard to achieve it. So what about that which you want to get in the akhirah? You need to work even harder to achieve it. Subhanallah. You want a large building. You want a school. You want something for your children. You need to work morning to evening. You will get something. So why don't we work morning to evening for Allah so that we get something in the akhirah? And we do not go against the rules of our bosses at work. Otherwise they will fire us. Why then do we go against the rules of Allah, who is the ultimate boss? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Another prophecy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there will be lots of policemen, many gendarmes, you know, policemen, military men, too many of them. And there will be many people to help those who are oppressing and not those who are oppressed. So you find an oppressor oppressing, he'll have a lot of support. But you find the one who is oppressed, nobody will even come to help him. It's happening on an individual basis, on a community basis, as well as national basis, international basis across the globe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. All policing, you see, it's become a police state. Do you know why? Nobody's honest anymore. Police state to the degree that the police themselves are not honest. Hamiha, haramiha. The people who are supposed to protect you are the actual criminals. That's also something that we need to think about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. Another sign of Qiyamah. People will not want to know one another. Even brothers, they won't want to know one another. Something bad happening to you there, the people will walk away and they'll let you deal with your own crisis on your own. You are your own man. When something bad happens to them, you walk away. You know what is the minus point regarding this? What is the loss? When you destroy a person individually, it's very easy to bring him down. But wait, when 20 people come together, you cannot bring them down as easily. This is why when we are united as an ummah, to bring us down is almost impossible. But the minute we are split into groups, the enemy does not need to do any more work. Each group is fighting each other. This is what happens. Start fighting one another. That is also a sign of Qiyamah, where our own ummah will be engaged in shirk. This is what the Prophet ﷺ says. People who claim to be my followers will actually be mushriks. They will actually be people who worship everything and anything besides Allah, together with Allah, and they will not even think for a moment that what we are doing is wrong. And they will call themselves my ummah. That is a sign of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. This is why we say, the most valuable gift you ever have is the fact that Allah has protected you from shirk. Why do we say that is the most valuable gift? That is what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. And that is the thing that will save you from Jahannam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah will not forgive shirk. He tells you, you want to associate partners with me in worship? I'm not going to forgive that. If you die without repenting, I'm not going to forgive that. And besides that, if you die without repentance with any other sins, if I want, I can forgive anything. And I can even grant you paradise through my mercy, no matter what. So this is one major point that is an obstacle between us and entry into paradise. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our doors. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says thereafter, adultery will increase and the number of women will be multiplied to the degree that they will be 50 times more than men. Adultery will increase. Why? 50 women will be fighting for one man. One man fighting. You know why? Many reasons. One is shortage of men. Secondly, shortage of good men. Problem. Because why? Sometimes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors. And I say this because it's a fact. To marry a married man,